mwongere katonde ngari zamani tu mwongere ngari zamani uraba wele zaba fude waguru umusumba Benjamin nomu vono ziwe nomu suma Bible mwongere ngari zamani mwongere ngari zamani
mighty hand clap.
Give
them a mighty hand clap. If you've been revealed it,
to
be called to a wedding banquet. Banquet of the word of God.
The food of the word of God.
Sweet water in the world. With the resting on mountains and valleys. And they do not see it. When
they
speak Amos chapter 8. Verse 11 and below.
They
will flow, go to mountains. To overnight.
Lunch hour.
Was
never in Gabe
and the rest
go
from mountain to a valley to sing for the word of God, but they will never see it. Because there is a fasting and the famine,
full
of eating food, not drinking water, but hearing the word of God. But you already reached. God has already prepared. Yes. You know in Isaiah. Chapter 26. Chapter 28. He said, we prepare a wedding feast on the other day. Yes. The wedding of eating. The wedding of fats of the word. But we've seen him prepare it and he calls us. And still we hear. We come. So there are many others who not heard. There are many who give excuses
of
the different words. But God give him glory.
Thank
the Father who has upheld, drawn you,
and
draws you. You thank Jesus. He who prepared. You thank the Holy Spirit. One who you serve for the angels.
First
through commit to each word they have to get. Yes.
So
we have been able to come. And we don't give excuses, the brethren we've heard in the scriptures. May God bless you. You can take your seat. You take your seat. And sit down in the name of Jesus. But as you think that before you were in the womb, if you are a woman, no one expected to marry you. If you are a man, no one expected to get married to you. And when you were in your mother's womb, no one said that that will be my wife. That will be my husband. When you were born,
till
no one pointed saying, but you know why? You began to get youthful, and those who began say, that child, I'll marry her. I'll get married to this one. And the old to say, this child was born late. It was one I was meant to marry. It was one I was meant to get married to. When you grow up, come from the level of teenage. And they say she's a good girl. She's a good boy. But he has no money. And you will say, if she's a woman, she does not have good behavior and manners. When you got manners, see when you got money. And many said, that girl, I have to marry her. The man, I have to get married to him. All the old who are win with us, they say that one. What happens there? And I speak of what? Full knowledge before it appeared in the world. No one wished it to themselves. When it was put in the womb of apostle to be born, no one pointed in it to be his or hers. When it was born, people said, things of full knowledge would have been real. It would have been my ministry. It would have been ours. When it was getting a teenage stage, and they said, yes, it's going to be powerful. They have the real ways. As it's been growing, but it has not enough money. But the surprising thing, on the other day, it's going to have everything it needs. Preparation is the best. All the good things which are the best, everyone will wish it to themselves. It will be so terrifying. When you didn't admire it while it was still in teenage age, and you got strengthened up to today. Because you may not have an attachment on it. And you are one of those who see beautiful women perfected in their marriages. They say that woman would have been mine. Even some draw close to them. On the day of tomorrow, tell your brethren, come, we have parables of the Bibles, the new ones we are going to reveal.
The new biblical parables.
The new biblical parables.
Proverbs.
Or Proverbs. And they concern this life. It's going to be a mix of different things. Just as that eaten on Easter. I tell you things to be in it. All things we pass through under the sun.
Full stop.
We see for a full stop. Of those things. But in life, there is a comma.
We've
not yet reached the full stop.
Comma is one of the stop.
Yemuku stop. Which are on this life.
So
you first wait and see. It's a comma, but not full.
A full stop means.
Full stop chitegeza. The end of all things is filled very well. Now the day tomorrow,
you are
going to reveal those parables or proverbs. There are of this life. We have question marks. And people ask, but why is he like that? That no. I have an end. Wait for it. Today the full stop of this you see. There is a full stop and the end of the thing you see. In this life you put in brackets. And they say you are in the level of those immoral people. Foolish, the profane,
banyazi.
Robbers. And they put you in that bracket. But the end of all speaks what? You come, we see those parables. There are of this life. It's Easter food. A spiritual food.
tutambulira mu bulamu obulimu question tag.
We move in life with the question tag.
Ng'ebintu bikukubiguddewo byewuunyisa.
Things have happened surprising.
Bagana n'ekyo kimutuuseeko.
And he said that has happened to him.
Naye ekyo si enkomekero ya si ye full stop ya bino.
That is not the full stop of this all. And it happens to you, and they say, is it that which would have been on apostle? And he say, in this life, both happen on us, but it's not the end. There is one day you're going to be put in a quotation. And they said, we've quoted him. We suspect him. And see, that is not the end of all this. And there are
is
these signs of the two full stops. Colon. Semicolon. Semicolons. Say there are a full stop, but they are not a full stop. They are going to list the good or the bad on your life. But this, we move in life. What we seek is full stop of these things. Then there God the Father spoke of it, saying, when you seek me, I give you a better end than your beginning. Many times we seek for that full stop of all things. Full stop means the end which is filled up very well. But some, we stand on the comma. And we think we are on the full stop of life. Why don't you come tomorrow? We share all that. Who is eagerly waiting for that food? Are you eagerly waiting for it? Now, if you cook the Easter food tomorrow, that of the flesh, there and the spiritual cheeks are warming up. We are going to reveal the new parables of Proverbs of life.
The new biblical Proverbs of life.
The new biblical Proverbs of life. We shall speak of them all the time. I've been speaking
to
them with the people. I'm always with the brethren. We shall speak of them here always. We shall get time to speak of them. Pastor Benjamin always has been writing them. Teacher Amos and the others. There are of life there in that Bible. But all we pass through under the sun.
We are just looking for the full stop.
Fetuli indirira full stop.
Mwanji.
Are we together?
Okay. Katijangwe encha tulabe.
Come tomorrow and we see.
Oleme kuimira ku koma.
That you don't stand at the coma.
Oluzo liku full stop.
And you think you're right at the full stop. That they do not quote you. When you are under quotation, say that me, I'm finished in this life. They might attach a question tag on you. How does it happen? It's surprising. That has happened on him.
Exclamation mark.
Exclamation. Exclamation. They wonder. That was happening.
Those part of life.
And said,
some of the stops in life. But they are not the real full stop of life.
Na yesi enkomerero y'obulamu. Ejude. Now those are the things I move by because I understand life.
Anji.
Are we together?
Have you ever
met a coma in your life? It tells you what? Why do you stand right there? So model hold microphone, have it there. What happens when they put a question mark on you?
A full stop.
Is that a full stop? What can you do an
question?
They have attached to you a question mark. Speak with your brethren that you know that those are things you move by. Do you know that they are the parables of life?
It
was not revealed to humans. Others have question tags.
Is it?
Which is he? How do you answer that? They speak a story to someone on you, about you.
And they ask, is it?
Which
is
he? They can't even tell you. They told me
this.
Is it like a
class?
What do you how do you react to that person? And they put you in
quotes.
In the quotes. Two.
They
put one or two. And they quote you. According to the face of that man or that woman, don't draw close to that person. What do you do when they have quoted you like that? So why do I give you food of tomorrow? But indeed, if they put a question mark on you, what do you do? How do you react? What does it mean?
A question mark.
The question mark
is one of the stops in life.
Yemu ku stops mubulamu.
Ezikugamba. Soko imiremu.
Which tell you first stand still.
Soko yanukule bintu bino.
You first answer these things.
Yokewe yongereyo.
And then you proceed on. We have to reach on the full
stop.
So things we speak of, all of them, there are sports stops of life.
But they are also a forward.
Now what were full stop.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm by name and voice. Apostle Ronald the Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Samuel Newman.
No Muslim for Bible.
And our Bible reader, teacher James Jacob. We love you all.
In
the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God. Again, to reach unto you. The book of God is Make a Last Agenda on the Earth. Part
30.
Call it Book About Full Knowledge of God, International Ministries, and God's Worldwide Call, based in Africa, Uganda. Right from when the year 2022 began.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We
are still moving on to seeing
NBs.
We still move on to see the NBs.
Ebigambo ebyokusaka nyesira.
Words to put on special attention.
Ebyensonga.
Those meaningful.
Eranga byankizo.
And there are key.
Mukuyitibwa kwa Katonda lya mwanga gonna.
In God's worldwide call.
Kusinira mu Africa Uganda.
Based in Africa Uganda.
tukyakomekereza NB
eyomunana. We still conclude NB number 8.
Katonda bwe yambikulira ekitabo ky'okujjukiza eri amawanga.
How God revealed me book of remembrance unto nations.
Okuyita mu lugendo lwe gwata mu Bible okumala emyaka 7.
Passing through the 7-year heavenly biblical journey.
Series,
from there 2005
baka
up to 2011. Series of the visions, the trance or transfiguration, the dreams,
Azotals,
or you call it teleportation,
Thamim.
And the Urim, the spiritual transports. We are still moving on.
It's
the summary of the heavenly journey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we are right in the second created heaven, in the rim above. And we concluded there.
Family.
As we saw the 7 families of the angels and the 7 families of mankind, those which come from the 4 heads of a man, which are on the 4 living creatures in the second heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Remember our journey, we've come moving it. And we moved from this our planet Earth. That you see the image there. That planet Earth, which is blue. According to Proverbs chapter 8, verse 31. And we moved to other 9 planets. As you see them in that image. Spoken of in 2 Kings chapter 23 in the verse 5. When we move from there, we move to the kingdom of the moon, the sun, the stars, and the clusters in the firmament of the heaven. And we moved from the kingdom of the stars and headed on to the last created heaven. It's the 4th heaven, the blue heaven you see, which makes up the rim below. We pass through it and we headed down to the rim above, and we reached in the first created heaven, in the rim above, where we find the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the holy ones of God. As written in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 up to 23. And we saw many things. We passed through it. Head down to the second created heaven, the rim above, where we find 4 living creatures. Those we've started off many things.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And as we still move on even now, as we study many things concerning 4 living creatures, in this time,
and
we still move on to see
family omusanvu ezaba malaika,
7 families of angels,
ne family omusanvu ezaba,
and the 7 families of mankind,
ejiva mu mitwe ena,
which come from the 4 heads of a man,
ejiri kubira mu ebina,
which are on the 4 living creatures in the second heaven,
kitundu cha waguru,
the rim above.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we were able to begin on to sing the 7 families of the angels.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're
able to begin on seeing the 7 families of the angels. As we're able to read in different scriptures, as Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 up to 15.
And we say, that's why I cry to the Father. Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, all families of heavens and earth, they are named. There are many things we are able to understand on the angels. Understood angels too, they are spirits. And they were given bodies on the golden altar of God, the heavenly bodies, on one day.
And
we understood that their bodies, they were made from the fire. According to Psalms 104, in the verse 4, we saw many things on both angels, but we last saw, as we listed seven families of the angels, and we began to list the seven families of the angels. Their abilities and their responsibilities. We want to move on again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
We move on,
list seven families of the angels, their abilities and their responsibilities.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now
we've briefly gone back.
We've
begun this family of the angels Michael. Those who fight wars. And it's their ability. And it is their work. We've begun with the family of angels Michael. Family of angels led by angel Michael. Those who fight wars. And that's their ability and their responsibility. As
we
read in Daniel chapter 12 and the verse 1, and he says this. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1.
Era mu biro ebyo Mikayiri aliyimirira, omulangira omukulu ayimirira abaana b'abantu bo. Era waliba ekiseera eky'okunakuwaliramu ekitabangawo kasooka wabaawo eggwanga okutuusa mu biro ebyo. Era mu biro ebyo abantu bo baliwonyezebwa, buli alirabika nga yawandiikibwa mu kitabo.
And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which stands for the children of your people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even that same time. And at that time, your people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in this book. Yes. Praise Jesus much. When
we
read Daniel chapter 12, the verse 1, it shows that angel Michael, they stand for the children of men. They fight wars. That's their ability. And it's their responsibilities. Family of angels led by angel Michael. Those who fight wars.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 and
8,
they show him angel Michael with a group of his angels, how they come from foreheads of the man, which are on the four living creatures in the second heaven. Let us read, we hear. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. Verse
8.
And prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. Yes. When you connect Daniel chapter 12, the verse 1,
nekubikulirwa essuula
y12:7-8
ojja kulaba nti wabalukawo olutalo
muggulumalayika
michael ne bamalayika
be
babakulaga famiry y'abamalayika
michael
abalwanyi
b'entalo
nga bwe baava mugimu ku mitwe ena egikola egiri ku biramu
ebina
muggulu eryokubiri emyoyo gyabwe
wejajjibwa
halleluya
amen
era nga
and that
kyekibinja kyabamalayika
michael
oba famiry eyabamalayika
michael
abalina obusobozi bw'okulwana
entalo
ng'obuvunanyizibwa bwabwe
buli
bava mu mutwe gw'omuntu
oba
emyoyo gyabwe gyaggibwa mu mutwe gw'omuntu oguli ku kiramu ekisooka era nga famire yaabwe batambulira ku mbalaasi enjeru
ezirina
ebiwawaatiro era nga zibeera mu bo emu ku mibiri gwabwe busobozi bwabwe okukolawo
embalaasi
ezo
famire
eyabamalayika
michael
abalwanyi b'entalo kubanga bwe buvunanyizibwa
bwabwe
obusobozi bwabwe era bwe buvunanyizibwa
bwabwe
emyoyo gyabwe gyaggibwa mu mutwe gw'omuntu oguli ku kiramu
ekisooka
era nga bano batambulira ku mbalaasi enjeru ezibeera n'ebiwawaatiro era nga busobozi
bwabwe
okukola embalaasi zino nga ziva mu mubiri gwabwe
songolwaki
ebimu olumu osobola osinga ne watu nga biri ku mbalaasi zaabwe
ate
olumu nga ziri ku bo
ebiwawaatiro
nga biri ku bo bennyini busobozi
bwabwe
okusinira ku mukubikulirwa essuula y'omukaaga
according to Revelation chapter 6
olunyiri olusooka n'olwokubiri
okubikulirwa essuula y'omukaaga n'olunyiri olusooka
naye
ndaba omwana gw'endiga bwe yabembula ku bubonero omusanvu ko akamu ne mpulira ekimu ku biramu ebina nga kyogera ng'eddoboozi ery'okubwatuka nti jangu olabe.
And I saw when the Lamb opens one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of a thunder, and one of the four living creatures saying, come and see.
Hey,
yes.
Ekimu ku biramu ebina.
One of the four living creatures.
Nekiyita Yokana
n'owokubikulirwa. It called this John of Revelation.
Jangu olabe.
Come and see.
Kyali kimulaga ki?
It was showing him what?
Kyali kimulaga omukulembeze wa famire ya malayika Michael.
It was showing him the commander of the families of angels Michael.
Malayika Michael.
Angel Michael.
N'okumulaga embalaasi kwe batambulira.
And to show him the horse they move by.
Embalaasi enjeru.
The white horse.
Okwawula famire yaabwe ku balala
bonna.
Ku bibinja famire za malayika omusanvu.
Separate the families from the other seven families of angels.
Alisome tuwulire.
Let's read we here.
Okubikulirwa essuula y'omukaaga n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Revelation chapter 6 verse 2.
Ne ndaba era laba embalaasi enjeru n'oyo atuddeko ng'alina omutego n'aweebwa engule n'agenda ng'awangula era awangule.
And I saw and behold a white horse and he that sat on it had a bowl and the crown was given unto him and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Yes.
Gamba yarabo yatudde ku mbalaasi enjeru.
So one sit on the white horse.
Nawe bo mutego.
He was given a ball.
Mutego guno gukozesebwa.
This ball is used.
Omuntalo mu lutalo okusobola okutega.
In the worst to be able to
yo nejo obubi.
All the evil spirits.
Era bawe bwengule.
And they are given a crown. which proves that they must conquer as their abilities are. For the one crown is the person who has overcome already. Yes. They don't give them crowns in vain. They give them crowns for in them is ability, which makes them conquer. That's why they say. And they went on conquering and to conquer. They have to conquer in every war without failing. Those were given bodies on the golden altar of God. These horses, they were given them and they are in their bodies. They have ability to manifest them. They have wings sometimes. At times we find these wings are on the angels themselves. Yet the horses do not have them. It's part of their bodies. It's a package which is in their bodies. That one is what they call family of angels Michael. Those who fight wars. Move on conquering and conquer. The ball which they have. The ball which they have. They chase demons, chasing all evil spirits. And they can pursue them. To trap them. And to catch them. I speak of those balls. In the summary. Because when you read in the Psalms 35.
Hallelujah.
When you read in the Psalms 35, verse 5 to 6, they are there to trap. Let's read, we hear. Psalms chapter 35, verse
5.
Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Verse 6. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. Yes. They put in the way of demons the slippery. Those are balls, they trap them. And runs in one place, it cannot move from there. As they chase, yet they trap the slippery in front of them. They have ability. Ability was put in the crown which was given them. You cannot fight, take his crown from him. When you've taken it from him, you've taken his ability from him. You can't even touch it. The crown is not given someone until they have overcome. And
they
sent Timothy. No one can get a crown unless they've run. As the rules are. Yes. Don't you see that they have a crown? And you think it's your jokes? Let's read, we see.
Timothy chapter 2, verse 4.
Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 4.
Siwali mulwanyi bwatabala eyeyingiza mu mitawana egyobulamu buno, alyoka asiimibwe eyamuwandiika okuba omulwanyi.
No man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Verse 5.
Naye era omuntu bw'awakana taweebwa ngule bw'atawakana nga bwe kiragirwa.
And if a man also competes as an athlete, he is not crowned unless he strives lawfully. Yes. No one warrior when he fights. Entangled in the affairs of this life. That may be pleased of those one brought him in the army. These angels. They are warriors. Don't involve in wars God has not sent them in.
For
they move by the command. I'll not go much in that. Because we are listing families of the angels. But they have said, and this no one can be given a crown unless he runs lawfully as is required. Now don't expect that the angels, their spirits were given this body and they put a crown on them. Now to say, and they put a crown on them and it is
vain.
They knew their hearts to conquer. That's why they touched while they move on conquering as they conquer. All that written the Holy Scriptures, that if God be on our side, who can be against us? But we are more than conquerors. These are ones who do that on behalf of God. Sure. Romans 8:37. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Yes. What makes us more than conquerors? The family of angels Michael, those who fight wars. Their spirits, they were gotten from the head of a man, on the first living creature. Their horses, they put upon them white chariots. Yes. The chariots, they are white. To be able to pick the holy ones who have finished their works on this earth. I don't know whether the ones you want, they will pick you. After you have finished your works of righteousness on this earth. Yes. You wait for which group? For which family of angels welcomes you in the house of God? You want which family?
No.
This one. Are we together? We are in Zechariah chapter 6.
Zechariah chapter 6, verse 3.
And before the third chariot, white horses. And before the fourth chariot, dappled horses, strong steeds. Yes. Zechariah 6:3. The first portion said like this. On the third chariot, white horses. Yes. Out of this horse come chariots. Yes. And the chariot is falling behind. All these abilities are in the angel. Now these angels, this ability was put in there
when
they were being given bodies on the golden altar of God. Bodies which are made from the fire, the heavenly bodies. Yes.
Kakati.
Now.
Oyagala baku.
You want this to be one speak you up? When you finished your good works,
or
the second family. But prove one thing, that on the world you cease to be a stranger here, and you prove you are of heaven, you are of the household of God.
For
these are of the families of God. Don't take a person who is not in the families of God. Be a stranger on this world. You don't want to go back home in heaven. And you do all strangers of this world do. And they sin. Prove you change, be of the family of God, one of the house of God. When you speak in Ephesians 2, he speaks like this: no more strangers and sojourners. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19.
Kale bwe mutyo temukyali bannaggwanga na bayise, naye muli ba kika kimu n'abatukuvu era ba mu nyumba ya Katonda.
Now therefore, you are no more strangers and sojourners, but fellow citizens with the holy ones and of the household of God. Yes. With the holy ones in heaven, and of the household of God. That's when these angels come to pick you as Lazarus. Luke chapter 16.
It
was lifted by angels, taken in Abraham's bosom. You want which to come for you? Do you minister in righteousness? There are those who want the second family to pick them. Let me see those who want this first family of angels. The ones who want to pick, and the horse is white, they have clothes white, the horse is white, they have wings,
and
the chariots, they are white. I've seen those who want this to be. Don't change to want another next family.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Moved to second family of angels. Second family of angels.
Gabriel.
It's led by angel Gabriel. Messengers of the word of God. Because it's their ability and it's their responsibility. Yes. Second family of angels. Led by angel Gabriel. Messengers of the word of God. Because it's their ability and it is their responsibility. Luke chapter
1
verse
26.
Luke chapter 1 verse 26.
Mu mwezi ogw'omukaaga, malaika Gabriyeli n'atumibwa Katonda mu kibuga eky'e Galilaya, erinnya lyakyo Nazaaleesi.
In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth. These are messengers of the word of God. Messengers of the word of God. Messengers of the Holy Scriptures.
Yes,
to come proclaim them to us. It's the ability. I'm going to explain much there. Yet I've summarized them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Daniel chapter 9, verse 21 to 22, he speaks this on that issue.
Daniel chapter 9,
verse 21.
Bwe nali njogera mu kusaba, omusajja Gabrieli bwe nalaba mu ebyo bwe nayolesebwa olubereberye. Nabusiwa mangu, nankomako nga mu kiseera ekya saddaaka eyakawungeezi.
Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering.
Verse 22.
And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give you wisdom and understanding. Yes. I've come give you wisdom and understanding. But give him in what? In the scriptures. Truth was in heaven. In the Bible copy of heaven.
These are
messengers in that they can handle it. That family is like that. You know, it too, I love it much. You know, in the heavenly journey, it worked for me so much. All of them worked. All of them, I love them much. But I worked with people whom I learned from in the heavenly journey. I learned from them what concerneth them. They had to be very strict to do those exact things. And it taught me, always appear as your work that God has sent you. For you don't know, tomorrow there are ones going to read of you even with your works.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Daniel,
in Daniel chapter 10, verse 20-21, these are messengers of the word of God, of the holy scriptures, as they are written in the holy book, the Bible, that of heaven. Let's read we hear.
Daniel chapter 10,
verse 20.
Nekakano naddayo okwana no mulangiro webu Perusi. Era bwe ndivayo laba omulangiro webu Yonani alijja.
Then said he, know you why I come unto you? And now I will return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I have gone forth, lo, the prince of Greece shall come.
Verse 21.
But I will show you that which is noted in the scripture of truth. And there is none that upholds me in these things but Michael, your prince. Yes. He told him, I can fight. But that's not my ability. And so my responsibility. But me,
I'll
tell you what is noted in the scriptures of truth. No one else help me in warfare except my God, your prince. The ones of family of warfare. Now the things of this world and the entire heavens, even above all the heavens, to the everlasting, there is nothing you can deceive me in all those. Deceive me in the other lies. Those you know that you can lie about them. And they are not on this earth, even in the entire heavens. They can't get from theirs, just as their father Satan does. But they can't be hid totally because they have no place.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Spirits of angels Gabriel, messengers of the word of God, they were gotten from the head of a man, which is on the second living creature, and they move on the red horses, which have wings. At times they are on the angels. Them too can clothe white. As long as the horses appear red, those are what differentiate their family. Yes. Not to mix up that you've gotten lost in another family. They are not red as blood or a cloth, but as you see in that image. They are so beautiful and they look so nice. They are not red as your cloth, but the reddish is red, beautiful.
Fiery red.
It's like fire and something like that. Yes. But according to Revelation chapter 6, verse 3 and 4. Revelation chapter 6, verse 3.
Bwe yabembula akabonero akokubiri, ne mpulira ekiramu ekyokubiri, nga kyogera nti, jangu olabe.
And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, come and see. Verse
4.
And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Yes.
No.
Now these all are mysteries. I say the spirits of angels Gabriel, messengers of the word of God,
they
have gotten from the store of head of a man, which is on the second living creature. And they move right on the red horses, which have wings. And at times they are on the angels, because the horses are gotten from their bodies. Pray, I request to repeat this revelation. Revelation chapter 6, verse 3. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second living creature say, come and see. Yes. This is the living creature. It's head of a man. It's the store. Out of the God spirits, which were given bodies of the angels Gabriel, messengers of the word of God, who move on the red horses, those which have wings. Yes. You read the next verse. Revelation chapter 6, verse 4.
Never yembala sendala emyofu. Eroyo eyali atuddeko naweebwa okujjawo emirembe ku nsi era battingane bokka na bokka naweebwa ekitalo ekinene.
And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. Yes. They have a sword. But many people ask, Angel Gabriel, family of Angel Gabriel, why do they have a sword? And why can they have ability to take peace away? Brethren, the sword which they have, it is of the word of God, which makes the Old New Testament. It's a double-edged sword. The Old Covenant, it's the edge of the other side.
And
the New Testament is the edge of the other side. It's not a usual sword
that
panga they are going to cut what?
wabula babeera n'ekitala eky'ekigambo
kyaod
bakabakigambo kyakatonda
because we told you they are messengers of the word of God.
Babaka abebyawandikibwa ebitukufu,
they are messengers of the holy scriptures,
ebiva mu kitabo kyakatonda ekitukuvu
Bible, which come from the holy book of God, the Bible, that of heaven,
ekirina endagaano empya n'enkadde,
which has the old and the new covenants,
okubeera ekitala ekyobwogi obubiri,
appear a double edged sword.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 4 in the verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12.
Kubanga ekigambo kya Katonda kiramu era kikozi era kisala okusinga buli kitanda kyonna eky'obwogi obubiri era kiyitamu n'okwawula nekyawula obulamu n'omwoyo ennyingo n'obusomyo era kyangu okwawula okulowooza n'okufumiikiriza okw'omu mutima.
For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of thoughts and the intents of the heart. Yes. Because the word of God, it's living and active. It's a double-edged sword.
Spread
the thoughts and the intents, the bones and the marrows, spirit and the soul. That's why they said Revelation. They can take away peace. But they don't have a usual sword which cuts. And you can find him with it. And his face, it, you think it's a sword. As he opens it and it's a Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But if you
have found
them
and you don't know them, you see a real sword which is slain. You don't have a way even to steal it.
You
say, why steal this panga?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Nayinga,
but
engeri je basobola okukoyesa okujjawo emirembo bokuleeta emirembo.
The way they can use it to take away peace or to bring peace.
Bagamba nti ekitabo kino.
They say that this book,
ewomubbi kiyingirayo na misango.
In the house of the thief it enters with judgment there.
Ate ewomuntu omutuukirivu.
Into the righteous
kiyingirayo na kugaba mikisa.
It enters there to give blessings. And they say that he saw a flying scroll. Yes. We've entered Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 5, verse 1. Then I turned and lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a flying scroll. Verse
2.
Then I said unto me, and he said unto me, what see you? And I said, I see a flying scroll. Its length is 20 cubits, and its breadth 10 cubits. Verse
3.
Then said he unto me, this is the curse that goes forth over the face of the whole earth. For everyone that steals shall be cut off according to the writing on this side. And everyone that swears falsely shall be cut off according to the writing on that side. They say will be cut off. Yes. For it's a double-edged sword which cuts off. I would have spoken much. But we are listening to families of angels.
naye bw'olinyiikira okuwulira ebigambo by'omukitabo
but if you diligently hearken to what of this book
mikisa gino gyonna
ginaakugobereranga all these blessings will follow you
wabula oliyituuka
but it will come to pass
utalinyiikira kuwulira ddoboozi lya mukama katondawo
diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God keeping commandments and the laws
ebikolimo bino byonna binaakugobereranga
all these curses will follow you
kye kitabo ekyo
that is that book
yengeri ba malaika maiko
it's the way the angels
malaika gabrieli
gabriel
iba koisa mchina cha kigambo cha
katona sword of the word of god
kuleka we mirembe musi
to leave peace on this earth
uba kuja we mirembe
or to take away peace
hallelujah
hallelujah
amen
nenga olwebe byonna
but cause of all those
bayina obusobozi okukola messages ziri mu bible
they have ability make all messages in the bible
bazikola mbiroto
and they make them in the dreams
bazikulagira mbiroto
they show them to you in the dreams
ngere chiroto bochi manje
just as you know a dream
chibera mu ngero
it's in the proverbs and parables
chibwe bakutwalira mu ntambule chiroto okulaba obubaka bwa bible
when they take you in the transport of dream to see message in the bible
bamalaika bano bavunanyiziddwa okutwalira mu ngeri eyo
these angels are ones responsible to take you in that way
sobozi bwabo kuyisa mu ntambula zino
their ability pass you through these transports
kunyonyola ekigambo kya Katonda
explain to you the word of god
basobola okuyisa mu kiroto
they can pass it through the dream
oba ogenze mu lugero olunene
now you've gone in a big parable
basaba kuyisa mu ntambula y'ekiroto
if they pass you transport of the dream
oba ogenze okulaba
what you've gone to see
biba mu ngero
it's in riddles and parables
kuba tugamba ebigambo ebiriko seal
we speak of words with seals
otayinza tegeera mangu
those you can't quickly understand
bayizo kukolera bakuyisa mukuri sibo
they can pass you through a vision
kufuna obubaka
to get the message
bubakiriya mukonga bunyonyodwa
a bit clearer explained
bayizo kuyisa mukuchusibo
they can pass through you through the trance or transfiguration yes
bakurage obubaka bwekigambo kya Katonda
that they show you message of the word of god
bayizo okoyisa azotas
they can use the azotals
obo mugendo
of the teleportation
nibakulabikira
and they appear to you
nibakeno kushi
come down on this earth yes
obo nabusobozi bwa
all that is the ability
basobolokola okuyisa mu ntambule ya samim
they can pass you through the transport of the thamim
bakuweleza video call
and send you a video call
ngolaba ili katonda nawo mulaba
and you see God right there he sees you yes
basubula to kwese ntambule ya yuri
and still use the transport of urim
audio call
the audio call
no ulira madu
and you hear in the ears
you know wabikola busobozi buli mubbo
those they do it abilities in them
family ya malaika mayi
that family of angels gabriel
abakabe ichigambo cha
messengers of the word of god
chovola ba elimi kwa abatume
that's why in the acts
agamandi alaba malaika anga amujira
he say
isubwa mu watu
angel come to him in a vision
buno busobozi bwa bukola bino
this is the ability to do this yes
wade ba malaika bona ba kosenta mulazi
for all these angels move they use the transport
eba no bazikoyesa ate bokula banga batuse ekigambo kya Katonda
but this one use it to see they reach the word of god in every place on every person
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some tulabe.
Let's read we see.
Ebikola bya batume esule ye 10 n'olunyiro lusoka.
Acts chapter 10 verse 1.
Waliwo omuntu mu Kaisaria erinnya lye Kuruneliyo. Omwami w'ekitongole ekiyitibwa ekyayitibwanga ekiyitaliano.
There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band.
Olinyolo kubiri.
Verse 2.
Omwegendereza atya Katonda awamu n'ennyumba ye yonna eyagabanga ebintu ebingi mu bantu n'asabanga Katonda ennaku zonna
a devout man and one that feared God with all his house who gave much alms to people and prayed to God always
olinyolokusatu
verse 3
oyo n'alaba mukolesebwa mu lwatu nga mu ssaawa ey'omwenda ey'emisana malayika wa Mukama ng'amujjira n'amugamba nti Koruneliyo
He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God come into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. He came in a vision, physically. having a message, he come to tell him, these are messengers of the word of God. I tell you, you can pass them in the dreams. Don't waste much time if you want to preach people far the gospel. You send this to them. Tell them, pass in their dreams, they reach them. Pass in the visions, reach them. Pass in the trance or transfiguration, in the azotals or teleportation. Inform him.
Video call.
The video call. Or in the urine. The audio call. Reach on them this word. Can even decide preach it there. As it's written like this.
In
Gabriel. As it's written like this. Even this.
Take
this voice as I preach it here.
It
reach on them, they hear it. That's the point we head on to. We see families of angels, the seven families. Which came from the four heads of the man, both on the four living creatures. In the second created heaven, it's of the heavenly journey. Moved 7 year heavenly pipiriko journey. To bring book of remembrance unto nations. Things, how are they? They are horses. They are great and they have horse chariots. Yes. They are red not in the form of the red cloth or blood. Or any red color which you know,
but
red is, which is beautiful and grammarless. Yeah, in Zechariah chapter 6. Zechariah chapter 6, verse
2.
Before the first chariot, we are red horses. Yes.
Magari.
Horses. Chariots.
Now,
all their horses, they have chariots.
On
them. You can find it does not have them. But all as they were making these angels, they made bodies for them. Heavenly bodies. They put in them that ability. Yes. As you see, God tell you in Isaiah 54 verse 16, he creates the blacksmith. All things he can fashion them come from within him. Right from him. Those who usually arch him. I told you that this is the heavenly biblical journey. Everything we move, we have to get explained in the Bible. And we reach there, we saw it is written where and where else. This is not a story. No, it's not at all. Have you ever seen it? And I've just told a story that as we reached there and we entered in heaven, as we reached, I died. When did I die? Those are your things up there. This one, we are on things of God. And God never thinks things of God, of cows, neither of humans. You think things of God on two thoughts which are higher above, right from ours. And you come tell people, you know, the traffic officers in heaven, they close like those ones in Uganda. Can you imagine? At least you have spoken of those in America, they clothe nice. In Australia, Uganda?
Uganda,
you speak of and they're in heaven, and the traffic officers, they want what in heaven?
And even if
there's no cars there, and they arrest horses, the ones which made traffic jam there, and you've forgotten, our God is out of confusion, but is of order in all his churches. If he demands it in the church, how more in his entire heaven?
There are
things you speak and they are not even of young children, but people who are sick of the fever of the brain. You know, if you get the fever of the brain, you can speak things right there
and
they seem special, but they are not even there. A person sick of fever of the brain can say, I see you have 3 ears. And you ask, where have you seen them? He said, don't you see? One was meant to grow right in the forehead. He said, they see it, and now they say it was meant. But let's leave those. But I have told you that these spirits of angels, when they are gotten from the foreheads of a man, which are on the four living creatures, and
they
are brought to be given bodies on golden altar of God, they gave them bodies and they held the ability. And even if horses, they come from them, the chariots from them, ability to make things, heavenly bodies, they are very different. They are not like those of this earth.
Hallelujah.
Let's read Isaiah and we see. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 16.
Lava. Najamu ekintu ekikola omulimu gwe. Era natonda n'omuzikiriza okufaafaganya.
Behold, I have created the blacksmith that blows the coals in the fire. And that brings forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the destroyer to destroy.
Hey.
Yes. He created the blacksmith. He had made them workers. Themselves, they do it coming from them.
And
they get out what they want to use. I want the horse with wings, it comes out. And even find him there without it. You see, next, he has it hold, move with it. It has chariots, you wonder. And you wonder. These are not magicians. The angels of God are not magicians. They have ability to make these. We are on the 7 families of angels, which came from store of foreheads of a man, which are on the 4 living creatures in the 2nd heaven, in the rim above.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've moved to 3rd family of the angels. We move to the 3rd family of angels who are led by Angel Raphael, or you call him Tigris, the angels of times and seasons, the angels of measurements and scales. Call them the angels of prophecy, or those who watch over prophecy. Yes. We see the 3rd family of angels who are led by Angel Raphael. Call him Angel Tigris. The angels of times and seasons. The angels of measurements and scales. Call them angels who watch over prophecy. As the word of God is. Yes. They are there to see where they're getting fulfilled. When, how are they to happen? And any time you read always, Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1, and they tell us these words, and you know, there are those who watch over to be responsible of these. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse
1.
To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Yes. Everything has its time and seasons. God did that, he put the angels. And when he speaks, that unbalanced scales and scale measures are an abomination to him. Put the angels responsible of those. Yes. Let's read in Proverbs, we see. Proverbs chapter 11, verse
1.
A false balance is an abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. Yes.
He
doesn't want false balances. Because this angel, spoken of Revelation 11, one who gives the measuring reeds. Let's read, we see. Revelation chapter 11, verse 1.
Malaika anga yugira anti, gorokoka, ogireye karu ya katonda, nechoto na basinzizamu.
And there was given me a reed like unto a rod, and the angel stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. These angels are of measurements. They are of times and seasons. Measurements and scales. As
you've
read Revelation chapter 11 in the verse 1, he gave him a reed.
He
told him, use it to measure. Measure the city.
They
give you a measuring reed. Measure the city or the earth. Have you forgotten it? Earth is a gadget you just put it there. It begins to measure this earth. It begins to measure. It's not a reed, as you hear, that you line it up and see to measure.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So there are angels of measurements or of the scales. In Zechariah chapter 2, verse
1
to
2,
he speaks this. Zechariah chapter 2, verse
1. Masugange netunulira era laba. Omuntu ngalina omugogo gugera mu ngalo ze.
I lifted up my eyes again and looked, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. Verse
2.
Then said I, where go you? And he said unto me, to measure Jerusalem, to see what is its breadth and what is its length. Yes. The angel has the measuring line. He can get a measuring line. This ability is in them. It's their ability.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Family of angels Raphael. Or you call them Tigris. To mean measurements. In the scales, their spirits, we are gotten from the store of head of a man, which is on the third living creature. They move on the black horses, blackish which glamours. Yes. Shining. They have wings. Let's read Revelation chapter 6. Revelation chapter 6, verse 5.
Bwe yabembula akabonero ak'okusatu, ne mpulira ekiramu eky'okusatu, nga kyogera nti jangu olabe. Ne ndaba, era laba, embalasi enzirugavu, ne yali atuddeko ng'alina ekigera mu mukono gwe.
And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come and see." And I beheld, and lo, a black horse, and he that sat on it had a pair of balances in his hand.
Hey.
Yes.
Baba mchiramu, echokusatu.
They came from the third living creature. They have black horses. Those with wings.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And
their horses have chariots. We've gone back to Zechariah chapter 6. Zechariah chapter 6, verse
2.
Before the first chariot were red horses. And before the second chariot, black horses. Yes. They have those. Them two have chariots. It's like black
which
glamours with silver. You want to be taken on what? This one is chosen the first. But if you see the black horse, it looks beautiful. And it has the glamour of light. It skips and you say, "Let this one be one, take me."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They are not black as the colors black on this earth or as the night. No.
Because
so it comes in the night, you see it right there. It shines.